Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the CARE meeting in Houston, and I'm with Bob Peoples, the executive director. Bob, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp.
So you've just completed your 17th CARE meeting, CARE standing for Corporate America Recovery Effort, which is the organization that was formed with a memorandum of understanding between manufacturers, collector sorters, and the government to try to minimize the tonnage that goes into landfill. And it's been a busy year for you. Why don't you tell us some of your key accomplishments in the past year?
First of all, thanks for the opportunity. Always good to be with you. For the first time in many years, we're starting to see some reason for optimism, really driven by the brand owners like Pepsi, Coke, Nestle, that are dealing with all of the plastic waste that's getting so much attention today, including the marine debris that we're hearing about. And what that means is that these folks are committing to help solve the problem, so they're looking to incorporate post-consumer plastics into their products. And carpet is obviously a lot of post-consumer plastic. So we're hearing some of the big chemical manufacturers, the Eastman Chemicals of the world, the Procter & Gamble's of the world, the Indoramas of the world, one of the largest PET manufacturers, expressing a desire to look for post-consumer plastics and find ways to chemically recycle them back into virgin quality materials. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, but let me just go back. When you just talk about accomplishments, I know you've been kind of in a little bit of a battle with CalRecycle, the first extended producer responsibility legislation. So I guess the fee now on a price per yard has gone from a nickel to 35 cents. And then they have accused you of being non-compliant over the course of the last couple of years and actually fined you. And I think you've gotten a lot of that solved, haven't you?
Well, we are working on getting it solved. We have not come to agreement on all of these fines. They fined us back for 2013, 14, and 15 for noncompliance for $3.25 million. The administrative law judge ruled from the point of view that there is no evidence that we were negligent, but did support the fine. That fine was eventually reduced to about $820,000 or so, but we're still contesting that in the courts of California. And then they fined us in 2016 for noncompliance at $1.8 million. And again, the administrative law judge has ruled in our favor. There's no indication of negligence on our part, but reduced the fine to $725,000. CalRecycle's director, Scott Smithline, immediately rejected that finding by the administrative law judge, so we have another hearing on the 2016 noncompliance enforcement action coming up next week in California.
Well, I guess in your favor, too, carpet is not the only thing they have these kind of programs on, and many of the other programs that CalRecycle is engaged with is also falling below the numbers. So it's kind of across the board, isn't it?
I think it's across the board, and I'll point out for your listeners, Kemp, that if you take a look at a chart that I used at the annual meeting that shows CARE's progress since 2011, we're actually on a fairly steady upward tick in terms of our recycled output. In fact, we ended the year of 2018 above 15%. If one plots on the same graph the recycling rate for the state of California as a whole, we have that data through 2017. In 2014, they were at a 50% rate. They dropped to 47% in 2015, 44% in 2016, and last year they reported for the year 2017, 42%. So while we're going up, they're going down. We're all facing the same headwinds in the marketplace. So we need a little bit more time to get this sorted out. And it looks to me like the market is now starting to respond.
Yeah, let's talk about those headwinds for a minute. Obviously, you're talking about the cost of virgin, which is in relation to the cost of crude oil and in where it stands, because the higher oil goes, the more attractive recycled materials are. Then you've got freight costs, and you've got the whole logistics around collecting and sorting. So, I mean, to make this a viable business, it's all got to work. Share with me, if you don't mind, I know every year around this time of this meeting, you put out an annual report. Tell us the top line numbers on how recycling has been going for these post-consumer carpet.
Well, that's a good question, Kemp. Our report will be issuing in the next several weeks. We know that the number of discards that are generated each year is tied to the number of sales of new carpet, because about 85% of all the carpet that gets sold is replacement. So it looks like the total discards are down on a national level a little bit, from about 3.9 billion pounds in 2017 down to about 3.8 in 2018. But more importantly, our collections rate has dropped from 394 million in 17 to 328 in 2018. That's driven by the fact that, you know, we're collecting less, but our yields are up. So we're meeting the demand for the carpet that's needed by having a better yield of the product.
One of the things that we did, actually two interviews the last couple of days with collector sorters, and a big issue is the fact that there's really no value for polyester post-consumer fiber. But there's some entrepreneurial ideas out there that are trying to find a solution. Tell me of any of those that might actually come to fruition.
Well, polyester is our biggest challenge today, but we do have a number of good activities going on. First of all, polyester is being used in a carpet underlay pad for a number of years. That's a great product and a good way to consume a lot of polyester. But going back to my earlier comments, the companies that I mentioned, Eastman Chemical, Indorama, and Loop in particular, are investing in new PET depolymerization technology, and we've been in discussions with all of them about supplying post-consumer PET, and that's why I'm optimistic that we're going to see the demand for that material go up. We also talked in the past about the deck board industry and Fiberon starting up that plant in Minnesota. It's a long story, but the short version is they sold their decking business. Now, the plant in Minnesota, which was making decking out of PET carpet, was no longer allowed to compete with the decking business, so they've suspended operations there while they retool that plant to make exterior building products. I'm hopeful that we'll see that plant come up and running again in the next couple quarters.
So one of the ones you haven't mentioned is the Aerostar, and I know that's probably still another year or so out, but tell us about that.
Yeah, the Aerostar, or the product itself, is called Aeropol. It's a PET depolymerization technology developed by Ralph Bowe and his team in Dalton, Georgia. And what they do is they depolymerize PET, making polyols out of it. And those polyols go into rigid and flexible polyurethane foams. So we're pretty excited about that because a lot of that used in the carpet industry as well. CARE gave Aeropol a grant, and we expect them to triple their output capacity this year. So we're doing all we can to support them and helping them build awareness of the product and so they can increase their market.
All right. So what are your challenges that you're facing moving forward?
Let me start by just saying that I think one of our biggest challenges is going to be to grow the collection of carpets so we can supply the needs of Aquafil going forward for their two new plants. That's an exciting challenge, one that I'm looking forward to.
And that's nylon, right?
That's nylon 6 in particular.
Yeah.
We spend an awful lot of time satisfying Cal Recycle in terms of their expectations around the conditional approval and hitting that 24%. We're spending some time right now dealing with other states, in particular Illinois and Minnesota, that are looking at EPR legislation. And I guess the other big thing is that we continue to put energy and funds into is to continue to nurture and develop the new ideas that are coming forward so that we can consume more post-consumer carpet.
All right, Bob, it's good to talk to you. Congratulations on another successful year, and I know you've got still a lot to achieve, but making some inroads. Again, been talking to Bob Peoples, the executive director with CARE, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.